Blizzard football continues on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzers Stadium. The Zizzers will receive the kick, and Camden Tomb will be kicking off to start the ball game. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. And the Zizzers will have Isaiah Smith back. Heston Miller is back. Let's see. I also believe that is Jesse Hudson back there as well. They are the three deepest ones for the Zizzers, and Camdenton will be kicking off from their own 40-yard line. So we're ready to get this thing underway. Once again, hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. And it's time to play some football here at Zizzer Stadium in West Plains. One of these two teams will suffer their first loss of the season when the night is over. Zizzer's going to have to play some mistake-free football tonight. Camdenton, a very good team. Zizzers are a very good team. And here we go. It's going to be a pooch kick down the left side, and they're going to let it go out of bounds. So the Zizzers will get some pretty good field position here to start the ball game as the offense will come onto the field. Aiden Simpson, your quarterback, the senior, will start things off. And it will be Bryson Hollowell. Let me double check that. Make it Dawson Howell will be your fullback. So Zizzers will start off first and 10 at their own 35-yard line, and we are ready to go here. And Simpson brings him up. He'll start off in the shotgun, and Miller is in the backfield with him. They're going to hand it off. This will be Jesse Hudson trying to get around the left side. Jesse's going to turn it up inside. Looks like he might get a yard on the play. Out to the 36, going to bring up a second and 9 for the Zizzers at their own 36-yard line. So Zizzers tried to get Jesse in motion from that right side, and he picks up a yard. Now then, Simpson is going to be up under center with two backs in the backfield. He's going to pitch it this time. Miller's going to turn it up inside. Miller about the 40. And we got a flag that comes in late on the play. And you know what it is. Here it is on West Plains. It's going to be a block in the back on the Zizzers. And that'll back them up. And this is what the Zizzers didn't need to do. It's going to back them up 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Ball is all the way back at the 28-yard line of the Zizzers. And it's going to bring up a second down. And they got to get out to the 45. So you do the math. It looks like about second and 17, 18 yards. This is where the Zizzers didn't want to be, is in long-range situations. Simpson is in the shotgun, and he's going to throw it out to the left side and going to get out to the 35 that time. We'll have to see who that was over there. It may have been Hudson once again. And that is Jesse Hudson. He'll get it up to the 35, so back to the original line of scrimmage. You're going to bring up a third down and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 35-yard line. Just underway at Zizzers Stadium. No score. Zizzers with the football first here tonight. Simpson in the shotgun. The Zizzers are facing a third and 10 from their own 35-yard line. They're going to hand it off. Coming around this right side is Heston Miller. Heston down the sideline finally gets knocked out of bounds. And that's going to be a first down for the Zizzers As an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains first down. They'll spot the ball at the Camdenton 40-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 40-yard line. Miller comes out of the ball game. And it'll be Simpson up under center. This time he'll hand off on the right side. And down to, they're going to mark him at the 35, but he got all the way down to the 34. Carter McCracken on the carry that time, the fullback. So Carter will come out, and Heston Miller comes back into the ball game. Pick up a 5 on the play. It's going to be 2nd and 5 for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 35-yard line. Simpson in the shotgun. Miller is in the backfield with him. And they're going to hand off. Heston Miller, right side again. This time he's going to lose yardage. And question is, where are they going to mark him? Actually, they're going to mark him at about the 38-yard line. So he lost 3 yards on the play. Going to bring up 3rd and 8. Camdenton was ready for that one. Heston Miller trying to run the sweep around the right side. About 3 Lakers in the backfield in there. Simpson in the shotgun once again on 3rd and 8 for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 38-yard line. Simpson looking across the middle. Now he's going to tuck it, and he's going to try to run, and he's going to be hit. And he was hit when he was out of bounds, and the official didn't throw the flag. They knocked him out at the 35, and there should have been a flag right there because Simpson was out of bounds, and the Camdenton Laker defender hit him while he was out of bounds. Should be a personal foul right there, and they didn't throw the flag. I don't understand that one. It happened right in front of the official. He's seen that, as a matter of fact, he had already had his hand up and was saying that the ball was dead because Simpson was out of bounds. Zizzers want a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzer's looking at a 4th and 5 at the Camdenton 35-yard line. And once again, should have been a flag on the play because Aiden Simpson stepped out of bounds. He was standing out of bounds when the official blew the play dead. And the Camdenton Laker defender hit Simpson out of bounds. Should have been a personal foul. No flag was thrown. Zizzers are going to go for it here on 4th and 5 from the Camdenton 35-yard line. Simpson is in the shotgun. He's looking. He'll throw over to the left, and it's going to be incomplete. And Camdenton will take the ball on downs. The Zizzers turn it over on downs. So now we're going to have to see what the Zizzer defense can do here as Bear Shore, the quarterback for Camdenton, will bring his offense on the field. 1st and 10 at their own 35-yard line, 8:35 to go here in the first quarter of play, and there is no score. So here comes Camdenton. They will have 5 receivers. Shore is in the backfield. Now he'll have a back. Comes over to the left side. Now he's going to go back to the right side. Shore in the shotgun. 5 receivers. He's going to take it and run right off the bat. He's going to pick up about 3 or 4 yards on the carry. Going to bring up a 2nd down for Camdenton. They're going to mark it at the 39, and Camdenton's going to go quickly. Shore once again in the shotgun by himself with five receivers. He's looking to throw this time. Now he cuts up inside, and the Zizzers are going to bring him down for a loss on the play. Quincy Doolittle got the quarterback sacked that time. Loss of 4 yards on the play. Going to bring up a 3rd and 9 for Camdenton at their own 36-yard line, and they're ready to go again. Shore in the shotgun. Five receivers once again. Now they look over to the sideline to get the play. Now they're ready. 3rd and 9. Shore across the middle. He's got a receiver, but the Zizzers are there to tackle him. Gain of a couple of yards out to about the 38. Oh, they're going to give him the 39. And fourth down. And now Camdenton has another player that looks like Dernan. He's going to roll right. Now he'll punt it. And it is blocked by the Zizzers. Camdenton picks it up, tries to run with it, but the Zizzers get the tackle. And Zizzers will get good field position on the play. And I believe it was Doolittle got in there for the Zizzers. Number 51, Quincy Doolittle got in there. Zizzers will have it 1st and 10 from the Camdenton 36-yard line with 7:11 to go here in the first quarter. See what the Zizzers can do with their second possession of the ball game. Simpson up under center with two backs in the backfield. Simpson is going to throw it out to the right. Hudson is there. He's got it. Hudson with a first down. He's inside the 20. Hudson all the way down to the 18-yard line. And that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down for the Zizzers. And Jesse Hudson had all kinds of room that time to run until he got into that Camdenton secondary where they were able to tackle him. 1st and 10. Also, the Zizzers are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, red zone. They're down to the 17-yard line. 1st and 10, Simpson under center. Two backs in the backfield. Now this time they're going to hand off straight up. It's Carter McCracken. McCracken is inside the 15. Looks like down to about the 12. Make sure that's Carter McCracken, and yes, it is. Going to be 2nd and 6, I believe. Short 6, long 5. Simpson up under center. Ball is at the 12-yard line of Camdenton. Two backs in the backfield. They're going to hand it off, and running right up again is Carter McCracken, I believe. And they're going to have him about the 9-yard line. Cracking carries it again. Down to the 9-yard line. Going to bring up a 3rd down. 3rd and 2 for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 9-yard line. 3rd and 2 for the Zizzers. 5:32 and counting to go in the first quarter. Esther Miller coming into the ball game. And coming out will be McCracken. Play clock is down to 8. Need to hurry up. Simpson in the shotgun. It's down to 4. 2 seconds. 1. There's the snap. Simpson picks it up. Delayed. And he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. The 9-yard line. That's going to bring up a 4th and 2, folks. 4th and 2 for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 9-yard line. Zizzers are trying to run it up that gut of Camdenton. All right, here we go. 4th and 2 for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 9. See if they can convert, get the first down, or better yet, get it in the end zone. Simpson under center, two backs in the backfield. They're going to throw it quick out to the side. It's good. That's a 1st down inside the 5-yard line. I believe that's Jesse Hudson. Jesse Hudson, and that, my friends, is an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains 1st down down to the 3-yard line of Camdenton. First and goal from the Camdenton 3 for the Zizzers. 4:25 to go here in the first quarter and no score. Simpson will be, I start to up under center. And yes, he is going to be up under center. Two backs in the backfield. Man in motion is Hudson on the right side. They're going to pitch it. Miller coming around the right side. Miller trying to get up and say he's going to lose yards, folks. They're going to mark him down at the 7. And Camdenton is keying off on Heston Miller here. So they're going to lose yardage. It's going to bring up a 2nd and goal from the Camdenton 7-yard line for the Zizzers. Simpson brings a play in from the side. Miller will stay out there. 3.5 minutes to go and counting in the first quarter with no score. Got to hurry up. The play clock is already down to 4. Simpson up under center. Better snap it now. And he just got it done. He's going to roll to the right. And he's going to take the sack. Camdenton's going to get the sack. It's going to bring up a 3rd and long all the way back to the 19. And the Zizzers have got to start getting those plays in faster. They got to get the play in faster, get to the line of scrimmage faster before that play clock is down to 1 second. So now the Zizzers are facing a 3rd and goal from the Camdenton 19-yard line. Simpson will be in the shotgun. It's touchdown or bust. Here we go. Simpson back to throw. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be incomplete. Looking for Miller down there in the corner of the end zone on the left side. And that's going to bring up a 4th and goal from the Camdenton 19-yard line. Question is, will the Zizzers let Chase Larson try a field goal, or will he go for it? Larson hasn't come on the field, and looks like the Zizzers are going to go for it. They're not going to try the field goal. They are going to go for it here. 4th and goal from the Camdenton 19-yard line. One back in the backfield. Simpson in the shotgun. 3 receivers for the zone. Now we got flags all over the place. It's going to be on the Zizzers. Illegal procedure on the Zizzers. That'll back them up 5. Now it's going to be 4th and goal from the Camdenton 24-yard line. The Zizzers are hurting themselves with penalties and plays behind the line of scrimmage. The offense moves the football, and then it seems like they get in the red zone and even inside the 10, and then they start going backwards with penalties and getting caught behind the line of scrimmage. So here we go. 4th and goal from the Camdenton 24-yard line, 2:23 to go here in the first quarter, no score. Simpson looking to throw. He's rolling right. Now he'll throw it, and it's going to be incomplete, and Camdenton will take over. On downs, they're trying to get it to Briggs Houston, but Simpson had Camdenton Laker defenders on him and had to get rid of the football, and it was over Briggs' head, incomplete. So Camdenton takes over, 1st and 10 at their own 24-yard line with 2:16 to go here in the first quarter, and that's twice now that the Zizzers have turned the ball over on downs. They should have had points each time. Zizzers should be up 14-0, but they continue to give away points. Bearshore in the shotgun with 5 receivers. He'll pitch it out to the right. And out there on the right side, the receiver on the sideline. Now he's going to get loose, and he's cutting back to the inside. And this one is gone, folks. No. He's going to be saved at the 1-yard line. Zizzer's going to tackle the receiver at the 1-yard line. And that's what happens when you don't take advantage Zizzers twice had turned the ball over on downs, and right click, Camdenton wants to go quick here. First and goal from the 1 yard line. Shore's going to keep it. He takes it in for the touchdown. It's easy. And Camdenton's going to draw first blood with a minute 55 to go here in the first quarter. And Shore on the 1 yard run. And Camdenton's up 6-0. And Camdenton will line it up for the extra point here. See if the Zizzers can block this. Ball is down, kick is up, and it is good. Camdenton leads it 7-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
A&A Quality Roofing. New roofs, no mess.
Is your roof ready for fall? It's a perfect time to call A&A Quality Roofing to have your roof inspected. Preventative service helps ensure you get peak performance and longevity of your roof. A&A Quality takes great pride in their work, which is reflected in their results in 5-star customer approval rating. For roofs, siding, seamless gutters, and spray foam insulation, call A&A Quality Roofing at 256-0755.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Camdenton just took the football 76 yards and scored, and 75 of it was on a touchdown pass. And the Zizzers caught up with the receiver at the 1 yard line. Then Bear Shore, the quarterback for Camdenton, takes it in from the 1 yard line. Extra kick was good. Extra point kick was good. Camdenton leads it 7-0 with a minute 55 to go here in the first quarter. And that's what happens when you get twice. You get down here in within the red zone, the Zizzers, and they started going backwards and turned the ball over on downs. You've got to take advantage when you get in the red zone, and the Zizzers are not good at doing that, and they need to correct that problem immediately. Here comes the kick. This one's going to be down the middle. It's a short one taken at about the 18-yard line, and now they're going to hand off. And coming up the field, that's going to be Hudson, I believe. Jesse Hudson out of bounds at the Camdenton 44-yard line. Maybe the 43. We'll have to wait and see. The far judge, now he's going to say the 44. So Zizzers will have it first and 10 at the Camdenton 44-yard line with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. And the Zizzer offense is going to have to get their heads in the ball game. That's all there is to it. They need to get it down here in the red zone and then put it in the end zone. They need to quit getting caught behind the line of scrimmage and getting penalties in the red zone. So here we go. Simpson up under center. Two backs in the backfield. And they're going to hand off right up the middle this time again. And, finally a whistle blows. I mean, really. Play was over 2 seconds ago. They're going to mark him at the 41. Carter McCracken on the carry up inside. And that's going to bring up a 2nd and 7 for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 41-yard line. Camdenton has a good defense. Zizzers have a good defense. Camdenton has a good offense. Zizzers, well, sometimes they have a good offense. Sometimes they don't have a good offense, so. Here we go. Simpson up under center with a 2nd and 7. Two backs in the backfield. And they're going to throw it out to the left. That'll be Hudson again, I believe. And he knocks the defender down. But he's going to get stopped at about the 37-yard line. Going to bring up a 3rd down. 3rd and about 3, looks like. No, they're going to mark him at the 38. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 4, 3rd and 4 for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 38-yard line with 32 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Camdenton leads it 7-0. The Zizzers have to get a playoff here before the quarter ends. Simpson up under center once again, two backs in the backfield. This time he's going to throw it out, and he's got the fullback. There's a first down for the Zizzers inside the 35, down to about the 32-yard line. That's Hal, the fullback for the Zizzers. 10 seconds to go on the clock. They're going to wind it now, and that'll be the end of your first quarter. Camdenton leads it 7-0 over the West Plains Zizzers, and we'll be back. In 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium as we start the second quarter of play. Camdenton leads at 7-0. Zizzers just got a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. They have the football at the Camdenton 33-yard line, first and 10. Both teams coming onto the field from the sidelines. We get ready to start the second quarter of play here. So, let's see if the Zizzer offense can keep this thing moving here. First and 10 from the Camdenton 33 for the Zizzer offense. Simpson up under center, two backs in the backfield, a receiver on each side. They're going to throw it out. This is Hudson once again on the left side. Hudson, he's going to get down close to the 25. And that's going to be a second down. Not enough for a first, but he picked up about 8. It's going to bring up second. Well, actually, they're going to mark it at the 26-yard line. So it's going to bring up a second and 3, I'm thinking. Looks like a 2nd and 3 from here. Scoreboard's got it 2nd and 2. Simpson in the shotgun with a back in the backfield. Takes the snap, going to hand off, coming around the left side, putting his head down that time, carrying the football. Lucas Conyers. No, that was Briggs Houston on the carry. It was either Conyers or Briggs Houston on the carry. And they say it's good enough for a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. They're going to mark it at the Camdenton 23-yard line. So here we go, 1st and 10. Just underway in the second quarter of play. Camdenton leads it 7-0. Zizzers came up empty their first two offensive possessions. This time it's Carter McCracken again. Carter inside the 20-yard line, down about the 17 maybe. And the Zizzers once again are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. And the ball is at the 17-yard line of Camdenton, and that's going to bring up a 2nd and 4 for the Zizzers. McCracken comes back out of the ball game. So McCracken has been doing a good job carrying the football for the Zizzers. He's the back that they want, taking it up inside. Simpson under center, looking at a 2nd and 4. Two backs. This time they're going to hand off. This is Hal right up the middle. Hal is inside the 10. Dawson Hal on the carry, the fullback. And that is another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Inside the 10, down to the Camdenton 8-yard line. And coming in will be, for the Zizzers, Kinslow. Simpson in the shotgun, 1st and goal from the Camdenton. And we've got a timeout. Camdenton wants a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. We're back in 30 seconds, 10:08 to go second quarter. Camdenton leads it 7-0. We're back in 30 seconds. Scissor Football, 100.9 The Train.
If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially, one-on-one, to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Scissor Stadium. 10:08 to go in the second quarter. Camdenton leads at 7-0. Scissors have it first and goal from the Camdenton 8-yard line. Here, 10:08 to go in the second quarter. Camdenton up 7-0. Scissors in their first two offensive possessions turned it over on downs. They got inside the 10 and the 20-yard line. They were in the red zone and then went backwards. So let's see if they can punch it in this time. Simpson in the shotgun, and I think that's Miller back there with him. Simpson, he's going to pitch it to Miller. Miller trying to get around the outside. Now he'll cut up inside. He's inside the 5, and no signal yet. And they're going to say no. He's about the 3-yard line, 3 or 4-yard line over there. So that's going to bring up a second and goal. Second and goal, I believe, from the 3. Second and goal from the Camdenton 3, and Miller's going to come out of the ball game. And that may be Carter McCracken into the ball game. Not sure. Second and goal from the Camdenton 3. They're going to hand off right up the middle. It's Carter McCracken, and he's in. Touchdown, Carter McCracken. 9:19 to go here in the second quarter. The Scissors are 1 point away from tying this thing up. So Carter McCracken. And that, folks, is not even his first touchdown of the year. Chase Larson is in for the kick. Extra point. See if he can tie this thing up here. Snap. It's down. Kick is up. And it is good. Scissors and Camdenton tied up 7-7. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Scissor Football 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Scissors.
Now more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. Scissors tied up on a Carter McCracken 3-yard run, touchdown run, and then Chase Larson with the extra point. Scissors will kick off now from their own 40-yard line. And it's 7-7 here at Scissor Stadium. Right quick, before he kicks off, let's see if we can see some scores here for you right quick. Lebanon leads Waynesville 7-0. Let's see, what else? Let's see, Liberty and Willow not playing yet. McDonald County leads Cassville 14-0. Here comes your kickoff from Larson. Low kick on the left side going out of bounds. So at Camdenton, going to get some pretty good field position. Reed Springs and Marshfield tied up 6-6 first quarter. Also, as we take a look, no score Bolivar Glendale, no score Rolla Hillcrest. Kickapoo leads Parkview 14-0 first quarter. Avon Salem, Missouri, no score. So that's kind of what's going on. around the area. And don't forget, coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the Thayer Bobcats will take on the Houston Tigers at Houston. That's 1 o'clock tomorrow. All right, Bearshore in the shotgun with four receivers right, one to the left. And he's going to keep it and run it himself on the left side. And he breaks the tackle. He's going to pick up about, looks like about 8-9 yards. Going to bring up a second down and short for the Lakers. Garrett Mahan on the tackle. They're going to put the ball down at the 44. It's going to bring up a second and one for Camdenton. Once again, four receivers to the right, one to the left. Shore in the shotgun. This time he'll throw it to the left. They've got the first down over there, and that's about it. A couple more yards up to about the 47, 48. But that'll be a first and 10 for Camdenton. 8:45 and counting to go here in the second quarter, all tied up 7-7. And it's going to bring up second down. They're going to hand it off this time. And let's see how far. And Camdenton, a couple of blocks in the back on the Zizzers after the play was over, and still no flags. I don't know what's wrong with this crew. Garrett Mahan on the tackle. The ball is down to the Zizzer 45 right now. It's third down and three. But Camdenton's getting to hit the Zizzers after the play is dead several times here in this ball game, and no flags have been thrown. Shore this time is looking to throw it to the right, and it's short. The receiver comes back for it, and he's got it. He's got it all the way down to the 22-yard line of the Zizzers. And that'll be first and 10 for Camdenton at the Zizzer 22-yard line. Shore's throw pass was short, and the receiver came back for it. Shore, once again, he'll take it this time. Left side, and he's got some blocking. He's inside the 15. Finally, they bring him down about the 11. And that's going to be a first down for Camdenton. First and 10 for Camdenton at the Zizzer 11-yard line. They're lining up ready to go as soon as the chains are set. Shore in the shotgun. He'll throw it left. Got a receiver. Zizzers are there. Going to knock him down. That'll stop the clock. But it's inside the 10-yard line. At the 9-yard line. That's going to bring up a second down. Kinslow on the tackle for the Zizzers. Actually, they're going to mark this at the 9-yard line. So it's second and 8 or 9. Second down and 8 for Camdenton. She's going to throw again, and he's got a receiver. Did he hang on to it? Touchdown. They're going to give it to him. Touchdown. And it is Shore to Stewart. And that is an 8-yard touchdown pass, and Camdenton goes back on top. 13-7, here comes the extra point attempt. And Zizzer's going to jump off sides. Unless Camdenton moved, but I guarantee you they're going to get the Zizzers for jumping off sides here on the end. And it is encroachment on the Zizzers. And so they're asking Jeff Shore, does he want to kick it or go for two here? And they're going to move the ball up. They're going to put the ball down at the 1 or 2 yard line. He's going to kick it. They're going to go for the extra point here unless they fake it. And now we've got a whistle and another flag. And this time it's going to be illegal procedure on Camdenton, so that'll back them up 5 yards. So the ball will go back now to the 6-yard line, the Zizzers. Camdenton will try the extra point. 5 yards deeper. Here we go. Zizzer's going to try to block it. There's the snap. It is up. And it is good, they're saying. 14-7, Camdenton with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
More than just a tire store. Service.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 7:05 to go here in the second quarter. And Camdenton has taken a 14-7 lead over the West Plains Zizzers. Camdenton going to kick it off from their own 40-yard line. So the Zizzers once again are going to put three receivers back deep. So Camdenton to kick it off from their own 40-yard line with 7:05 to go second quarter, and Camdenton leads at 14-7. He'll put the foot into it this time, and it's going to be taken right at the goal line. And now they're going to do a little switcheroo and out to about the 18-yard line that time. And that's going to be Isaiah Smith on the return for the Zizzers. Ball's going to be put down first and 10 at the Zizzer 18-yard line. So let's see what the Zizzer offense can get going here with 6:58 to go in the first half. Camdenton leading 14-7. Simpson in the shotgun, one back in the backfield, four receivers. He's looking, going to roll to the left. He's going to tuck it and roll this time, puts his head down. He's going to get out across the 20. And they're going to mark him out. Going to mark him out at the 26. So it'll be second and two for the Zizzers at their own 26-yard line. Second and two. Simpson this time is going to be in up under center with two backs in the backfield. Miller is in the backfield. Hudson goes in motion. They're going to hand it off inside to Howell. He's got the first down and more. Howell gets it out to the 31-yard line. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Out to the 31-yard line, first and 10 for the Zizzers. 6:39 and counting to go in the second quarter with Camdenton up 14-7. Camdenton will get the ball to start the third quarter. Simpson in the shotgun, one back in the backfield. Man in motion now. This time they're going to hand it off. Up inside is Hudson and Jesse. Now we got another flag thrown. This is probably going to be a hold on the Zizzers. Oh, no. No, it's going to be. Well, now let's wait and see here. They're having a discussion, but it seems to be on Camdenton for a block below the knees. And they're going to mark this off on Camdenton. This is going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down because they're going to mark the football at the Zizzer 47.5-yard line. About time you called a penalty on a worthwhile penalty, I should say, on Camdenton. They did have the one for illegal procedure down here on the extra point attempt. Simpson up under center with two backs in the backfield, first and 10 for the Zizzers from their own 47-and-a-half-yard line. Play clock hadn't even started yet. Now it has. Simpson going to throw it out to the right. He's got a wide-open receiver on the right side over there, and fighting for it is Miller. Miller, I believe, is either going to be down at the 45 or 44 of Camdenton. They're going to mark him down at the 44 of Camdenton. That's going to bring up a second and about a yard and a half. Might as well say second and two. And Miller is going to come out of the ball game. Carter McCracken back in. Simpson up under center, two backs in the backfield. This time he'll throw it to the left. Hudson over there. He'll turn on the jets down the left sideline. He's going to be knocked out of bounds around the 20 somewhere, inside the 20. That's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And wait a minute. We got a flag down somewhere because they're huddling up now, and it's a hold on the Zizzers. Of course they want to call a hold on that play. So the Zizzers are going to go from second and two. Well, actually, it's going to be second and three now. The ball's going to be put at the 45 of Camdenton. So Howell will come out. Simpson comes in with the play. It'll be second and three. Simpson in the shotgun. Simpson to the left. Now he gets it out there to Conyers. Conyers is going to get ahead. He's fighting for yardage down to about the 41-42. That should be a first down for the Zizzers. And it is. Conyers picks up the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 41-yard line, but more importantly, 4:25 and counting on the clock. The big play from Hudson called back on a holding call. Camdenton leads the Zizzers 14-7 here in the second quarter. First and 10 for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 41. Two backs in the backfield, Simpson under center. He's going to hand it off, and this time it's McCracken once again. McCracken fighting for yardage. He's still going, and he's going to get down to about the 35-yard line. And Carter McCracken showing you what the Zizzers lost in the first four games because he couldn't play a fullback position with that cast on his hand. Down to the 35, going to bring up a second down. Second and four for the Zizzers at the Lakers 35-yard line with 3:28 and counting to go in the first half. Simpson under center, two backs in the backfield. And the Zizzers want to call a timeout. So with 3:17 to go in the first half, Camdenton leads at 14-7, and we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. And the Zizzers are looking at a second down and four on the Camdenton 35-yard line. Camdenton leads at 14-7 with 3:17 to go here in the second quarter. Zizzers have the football. They would have had it in the red zone again, but a penalty on that play brought it all the way back. All right, Simpson in the shotgun, and he's looking. He's going to throw it to the right. He's got a receiver over there, and it's incomplete. Couldn't come down with it. Eston Miller that time, and that's going to bring up a third and four for the Zizzers. From the Camdenton 35-yard line, but that'll stop the clock at 3:10 to go in the second quarter. The Zizzers need to pick up 4 yards for a first down here. Simpson in the shotgun, back in the backfield with four receivers, two on each side, man in motion now. That's going to be Hudson. They're going to throw over, and this time it's Briggs Houston, and we've got a flag. And it'll all be interesting to see. They're talking with Coach Wyatt. This is coming back. And there's a Camdenton player down. But I'm anxious to see what this penalty call is. Because the Camdenton player passed the ball. So they've got a Camdenton player down. Both teams are... And it's against the Zizzers. And I didn't really see what the call was. Personal foul is what they're calling. Personal foul, illegal block against the Zizzers. Camden Fire is up and he's running to the sideline. This will bring the ball all the way back to the Zizzer 45-yard line. And it's going to bring up a third . I want to know why they're not calling these plays on Camdenton. Camdenton's had some personal foul committed here in this first half, and the officials have not thrown flags, and they've been right out just in the open. Blatant hits after the whistle, and the play is dead. But now it's going to bring up a third down. Zizzer's got to get all the way down to the 31. So they're looking at about 24 yards. Third and 24 for the Zizzers with 3:06 to go in the second quarter. And I've said it before, folks, and I'll say it again this year. I haven't seen one good officiating crew in any sport, basketball, football, softball, anything. Aiden Simpson gets away from one. Now he's going to throw it down the side to Miller. Eston Miller gets inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. That's going to be a first down, I believe, for the Zizzers. And now the official is talking to the Camdenton players. And you've got to be kidding me. Another flag on the play, folks. Illegal receiver downfield. So that's going to back them up some more. 2:38 to go here in the first half. And Zizzers are playing some 11-on-16 football here. So they're going to spot the ball, though, at the 46-and-a-half. So now it's going to be 3rd and 23 for the Zizzers. It's amazing that you can get all these plays, but there's only penalties being called on one side of the football. Simpson steps up. He's looking to run, and now he's going to get tackled. And there is no flag thrown as Simpson, one of the Camdenton players, dove in after he was down. He went helmet first right into Simpson. No flags. Zizzer folks are upset. and they've got every right to be. They will not call it on Camdenton. Camdenton is doing late hits all over the place, and they will not call it. Fourth and long, and Simpson's going to have to punt this thing away. It's a low snap. He's going to get a good punt, a good high one. Fair catch is called at the 16-yard line, and that's where Camdenton will take over first and 10 with a 1:25 to go here in the first half. And I tell you what, somebody needs to go up and have a little chat with five of these guys out here on the field, because there are personal foul penalties all over this field, and they're not throwing flags against Camdenton. Camdenton, that is three hits now on a Zizzer player after the ball is blown dead and the play is over, and they're coming in and just clocking Zizzer players. You'd think we were playing in Camdenton. Shore in the shotgun looking to throw. He's going to throw down the left side, and he's got a receiver out there. Finally going to be brought down at the Zizzer 38-yard line. That's a first down for Camdenton. Kinslow on the tackle, minute 16 to go, and the Camdenton's lining up. They're ready to go here. Shore, once again, he's going to run it this time. Zizzer's going to bring him down about the 34-yard line. Going to be less than a minute to go here in the first half. Second down for Camdenton at the Zizzer 34. Second down and about seven. Shore going to throw it over to the right this time, and it's over the head of the receiver. That's going to bring up third down with 46 seconds here. And the Zizzers have had three opportunities in the red zone, have been either turnovers or penalties called on them. Otherwise, it would be 28-14 right now. Shore in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. He's going on down the middle. That's going to be incomplete. Going to bring up a fourth down with 39 seconds to go for Camdenton at the Zizzer 34, fourth down. Fourth and six, I believe. So Shore in the shotgun with five receivers. 39 seconds to go here in the half. Camdenton trying to put some more points on the board. And this play clock is going to run out on them unless they... Camdenton's going to call a timeout. 39 seconds to go in the first half. It's 14-7. Camdenton with the lead back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right, we have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Camdenton will have it fourth down and six from the Zizzer 34-yard line with 39 seconds to go here in the first half. Coming up, we will have the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. We'll check scores from around the area. Right now, Zizzer's trying to hold Camdenton and going here at the half down by 7 points unless they can get an interception and run it back. Shore in the shotgun with five receivers. He's looking downfield. He's still looking. Now the Zizzers are in that pursuit, and he gets away, and he's going to get the first down. He's going to be close. He's going to be close, but I think he got it. And he did. He got the first down with 28 seconds. Zizzers had a couple of shots at him, once in the backfield. Clock is running 23 seconds, and Cannington ready to go in the shotgun with five receivers. They're looking. He's looking around. Bear Shore is. He's going to run to the right. Zizzer's in pursuit. He'll throw it now, and he's just going to throw it away. 10 seconds to go in the half. 14-7, Cannington with the lead. Zizzer secondary had the receivers covered. Shore didn't have anywhere to go with the ball, so he just threw it away. It'll be 2nd and 10 for Cannington at the Zizzer 26-yard line. 10 seconds to go in the ball game. And we've got some whistles. What are we whistling? All right, now we're ready to go. Shore will be in the shotgun with five receivers again. This time he's looking. He's going to the right side. He's got an incomplete. 6 seconds to go. That's going to bring up a fourth down, or second, or third down and 10. I'm sorry. Third and 10 from the Zizzer 26. This will be your last play of the game, probably. Shore in the shotgun. He's looking. He'll throw to the left, and they're just going to run it out of bounds with 2 seconds to go on the clock. And that's going to bring up a fourth down. And Cannington, I believe, is going to go for a field goal here. They're lining up for a field goal, folks. This is going to be, they'll put the ball down at the 31, I think. So this will be a 41-yard field goal from Cannington with 2 seconds on the clock. And the Zizzers want a timeout. 2 seconds to go. Cannington going to try a field goal. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The real estate market is still hot, and there's still time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate puts clients first, so call them today, 417-257-2733, or visit westgaterealty.com, a proud supporter of Zizzer football. Go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It's going to be a 4th and 7 for Cannington, and they're lining up for a 41-yard field goal attempt from Dernan of the Cannington Lakers. 2 seconds on the clock. Cannington already leads it 14-7. They're trying to get three more points here before the half. Zizzers don't need a penalty, but it's going to be a 41-yard field goal. Here we go from Dernan. There's the snap. It's down. Kick is up, and it is good. Dernan hits it with 2 seconds. Dernan on a 41-yard field goal. Cannington leads it 17-7. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
If you've been prescribed oxygen or respiratory therapy, know that Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here to help you sleep better and breathe easier. They keep a wide range of quality equipment on hand for immediate delivery. This includes oxygen concentrators, portable oxygen systems, nebulizers, CPAP, BiPAP equipment, and more. And one of their trained technicians will provide instruction for you and your caregivers. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, your oxygen therapy and respiratory services experts at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, where they're focused on your health.
Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium, the Ozark Self-Care Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Cannington leads at 17-7 here at the half. With a minute 55 to go in the first quarter, Bear Shore on a one-yard touchdown run. The kick was good. Cannington led it 7-0 at the end of one. Second quarter, 9:19 to go. Carter McCracken on a three-yard touchdown run. Chase Larson's kick was good. We were tied at 7-7. 7:05 to go, short of Stewart on an 8-yard touchdown pass. The kick was good. Camden's led 14-7. And then with 2 seconds to go here in the half, Dernan on a 41-yard field goal, and he had about 5 yards to spare. And Camden leads at 17-7 here at the half. The big story is first two possessions of the Zizzers, they had it in the red zone, and penalties and plays for lost yards cost the Zizzers. Then they had another inside the red zone and was called back on a penalty. And there have been more penalties called on the Zizzers tonight than Camdenton. And Camdenton should have had at least 3 personal foul penalties in this first half. 3 times they have nailed a Zizzer offensive player when the play was blown dead. And one of them, the quarterback, was out of bounds when he got hit after the play and after the whistle. And they have not thrown the flags yet on that. And I do not understand that, because they were wide open and right out there obvious. So Zizzers are going to have to play an uphill battle here in the second half, as Camdenton will have the football to start the third quarter. Camdenton leads at 17-7. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
If you've been prescribed oxygen or respiratory therapy, know that Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here to help you sleep better and breathe easier. They keep a wide range of quality equipment on hand for immediate delivery, and one of their trained technicians will provide instruction for you and your caregivers. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment even offers on-site maintenance and repairs. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, your oxygen therapy and respiratory services experts at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. We're there focused on your health.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And doctors Tom Knox, Russell Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies will produce the best optimal outcome for your degenerative condition or injury. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983. Appointments available in Mountain Home, West Plains, Salem, and Harrison.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Since 1976, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pot, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Here's something for Zizzer fans to cheer about. When the Zizzers varsity football team wins, you score a 99-cent small blizzard on the following Monday with any regular price food purchase at Dairy Queen of West Plains. Stop in for delicious burgers, sandwiches, chicken baskets, salads, and more. And don't forget the treats. Now that's fan food, not just fast food, at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill on Highway 63 in West Plains. Open Sunday through Thursday until 10 and Friday and Saturday until 11. Go Zizzers!
There's a new Bobcat dealer in West Plains, Bobcat of West Plains, located 2 miles west of Walmart on Highway 160 at Ozark Machinery. They carry the full line of Bobcat tractors and implements and rent new and used skid steers, compact track loaders, excavators, and attachments. See them for all your parts and service needs for new and used Bobcat equipment of any kind. Bobcat of West Plains, 2 miles west of Walmart at Ozark Machinery, and online at bobcatofwp.com.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Corey, proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Colder weather will be here soon, so get your wood heating pellets early at Hirsch. Just $5.49 per 40-pound bag. Or buy in bulk and save. Just $4.99 per bag when you purchase a pallet of 50 bags. Hirsch also has a nice selection of log splitters, including the Oregon 25-ton log splitter for just $1,499. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
In our town, little things mean a lot more, and at Southern Bank, we get it. It's knowing your name whenever you walk in the door and cheering together for the same team on Friday night. It's helping neighbors from behind the desk and at the local food pantry. It all adds up to a bank that sticks with you and our community for the long term. We're Southern Bank, and we're rooted here, right where you need us. Visit us at one of our branches or online at bankwithsouthern.com. Southern Bank Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
As the oldest new car dealer in West Plains, great service, quality, and experiences are second nature to Moreland Shell Ford. Come see the variety of trucks, cars, and SUVs. They have something for just about every budget and buyer. Check out MorelandShellFord.com to see the inventory and money-saving service coupons. Moreland Shell Ford certified technicians are factory-trained, fast, friendly, and reliable. Moreland Shell Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Proudly serving you for 51 years.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
A&A Quality Roofing. New roofs, no mess.
Fall is on the way, and soon the leaves will be falling. Get ready now by having seamless gutters and guards installed by A&A Quality Roofing. These add curb appeal and are virtually maintenance-free, keeping you off the ladders. A&A Quality Roofing is also your go-to business for siding, spray foam insulation, and, of course, roofs. Call A&A Quality Roofing today, 256-0755.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Not only are your tires the key to your car's safety, but also fuel efficiency. Make sure your tires are properly inflated and have your alignment checked at Don's Auto Service. And if you need tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires. Don's Auto Service, 1618 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plain.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Camdenton leads at 17-7 here at the half. It's the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Your sponsors for the ball game tonight are Elizabeth Corey in Biola, Arkansas, Sean Duggan's Westgate Realty Incorporated, Southern Bank, Bobcat, Moreland Shell Ford, Dairy Queen, A&A Quality Roofing, Toyota, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negri Plumbing, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls, and Andrew Ekman, Shelter Insurance, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and J&J Recovery, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics of Mountain Home in West Plains, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Your boosters tonight, Independent Insurance Solutions of West Plains, Mission First Medical Walk-In Clinic, Suzanne and Seth Huddleston of West Plains, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius Broker Offices in Thayer and Willow Springs, Ozarks Award Company, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Richard Brothers Feed, and Edward Jones Agent, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Dr. Jacob Ekman, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. Those are the folks bringing you the ball game tonight. 17-7 Camdenton with the lead here at the half. Let's look at some scores around the area. 11-0 leads Waynesville, 31-8 at the half. Let's see, it is number 14, Ozark 14, number 5, Webb City 14 at the half. Let's see what else we've got here for you. Liberty leads Willow Springs, 21-0 second quarter. McDonald County over Cassville, 21-7 at the half. Marshfield leads number 10, Reed Springs, 19-13 at the half. Other ball games, Glendale leads Bolivar 12-0 second quarter. Kickapoo leads Parkview 34-0 at the half. Rogersville over Catholic 34-0. And Ava leads Salem, Missouri 35-0 at the half. And don't forget that the Thayer Bobcats will play Houston, Missouri tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And that's all the ball games that we have for you. Score-wise here at the half. Zizzers trailing 17-7 here at Zizzer Stadium. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show, Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The real estate market is still hot, and there's still time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate puts clients first, so call them today, 417-257-2733, or visit westgaterealty.com, a proud supporter of Zizzer football. Go Zizzers!
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free, and productive. Appointments available in Mountain Home, West Plains, Salem, and Harrison. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Since 1976, people have trusted the service professionals at Negrin Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negrin Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pot, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negrin Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Here's something for Zizzer fans to cheer about. When the Zizzers varsity football team wins, you score a 99-cent small blizzard on the following Monday with any regular price food purchase at Dairy Queen of West Plains. Stop in for delicious burgers, sandwiches, chicken baskets, salads, and more. And don't forget the treats. Now that's fan food, not just fast food, at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill on Highway 63 in West Plains. Open Sunday through Thursday until 10 and Friday and Saturday until 11. Go Zizzers!
There's a new Bobcat dealer in West Plains, Bobcat of West Plains, located 2 miles west of Walmart on Highway 160 at Ozark Machinery. They carry the full line of Bobcat tractors and implements and rent new and used skid steers, compact track loaders, excavators, and attachments. See them for all your parts and service needs for new and used Bobcat equipment of any kind. Bobcat of West Plains, 2 miles west of Walmart at Ozark Machinery and online at bobcatofwp.com.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Corey, proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
First Beat and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Colder weather will be here soon, so get your wood heating pellets early at Hirsch. Just $5.49 per 40-pound bag. Or buy in bulk and save. Just $4.99 per bag when you purchase a pallet of 50 bags. Hirsch also has a nice selection of log splitters, including the Oregon 25-ton log splitter for just $1,499. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're warming up our soil.
If you've been prescribed oxygen or respiratory therapy, know that Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here to help you sleep better and breathe easier. They keep a wide range of quality equipment on hand for immediate delivery. This includes oxygen concentrators, portable oxygen systems, nebulizers, CPAP, BiPAP equipment, and more. And one of their trained technicians will provide instruction for you and your caregivers. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, your oxygen therapy and respiratory services experts at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, where they're focused on your health.
In our town, little things mean a lot more. And at Southern Bank, we get it. It's knowing your name whenever you walk in the door and cheering together for the same team on Friday night. It's helping neighbors from behind the desk and at the local food pantry. It all adds up to a bank that sticks with you and our community for the long term. We're Southern Bank and we're rooted here, right where you need us. Visit us at one of our branches or online at bankwithsouthern.com.
Southern Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
As the oldest new car dealer in West Plains, great service, quality, and experiences are second nature to Moreland Shell Ford. Come see the variety of trucks, cars, and SUVs. They have something for just about every budget and buyer. Check out MorelandShellFord.com to see the inventory and money-saving service coupons. Moreland Shell Ford certified technicians are factory-trained, fast, friendly, and reliable. Moreland Shell Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains, proudly serving you for 51 years.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
A&A Quality Roofing. New roofs, no mess.
Is your roof ready for fall? It's a perfect time to call A&A Quality Roofing to have your roof inspected. Preventative service helps ensure you get peak performance and longevity of your roof. A&A Quality takes great pride in their work, which is reflected in their results and 5-star customer approval rating. For roofs, siding, seamless gutters, and spray foam insulation, call A&A Quality Roofing at 256-0755.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. As we're getting ready for the third quarter, Camdenton leads it 17-7, and Camdenton will get the football to start the third quarter. So the Zizzer defense is going to have to come out of here and get a stop. Otherwise, if they don't and they let Camdenton go down and score, well, they're going to really be fighting an uphill battle. So we're ready to get this thing started. Chase Larson will be kicking off to start the second half for the Zizzers from his own 40-yard line. Next Friday night, the Zizzers travel to Kickapoo. And then in 2 weeks, we're back here at Zizzer Stadium for homecoming against Lebanon. So 3 big ball games for the West Plains Zizzers here. Chase Larson to kick it off. He's going to kick it right down the middle. Going to be taken at the 5-yard line this time. Out across the 20, the 25, and going to be tackled about the 40, 41. So Camdenton's going to take over first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. And here comes the Zizzer defense out. Hopefully they went over a few things and the offense went over a few things at halftime, and we'll see a different team come out here. Right now the defense needs to get a stop or a turnover on Cannington. Cannington going with five receivers again, four on one side, one on the other. Shore is in the shotgun. Shore's going to keep it, runs right up the middle, and he's going to get 8-9 yards, about 8 yards, out to about the 48. That's going to bring up a second and three. Alex Judd on the tackle for the Zizzers. Now we got a whistle for some reason. And what? I guess we have an official's timeout. Oh, now a Cannington player is sitting down on the far side. He just now sat down, so I guess he's hurt. He's about 3 feet from the Cannington sideline. So now we got an official's timeout for an injured player, and there's no coach out there with him. He's just sitting down. What is the deal here? He's just sitting down. There's no coach with him. Now he gets up and he runs back out here. He's fine. What was that about? I guess if you're the Camdenton Lakers, you can do whatever you want to do. And now they've got, I tell you what, Camdenton now is pulling out trick plays, folks. Shore is in the shotgun, going to run it himself. And this time the Zizzers sack him on the play. They ran about six players out to the right. The center and the quarterback were left, and then two receivers on the left side were split out. Shore snapped the ball, and he was dropped. Carter McCracken on the quarterback sack for the Zizzers. Shore now on a third and five. He'll keep it, and he's got the first down. Shore with the football all the way out to the Zizzer 48-yard line. That's another first and 10 with 10:42 to go here in the third quarter. And Camdenton right back up to go. They're going with the quick offense. Shore looking to throw. Now he's going to try to tug it to run. They're going to catch him from behind, bring him down at the 44 of the Zizzers. That'll bring up a second and 8, looks like. Second and 8. Garrett Mahan on the tackle for the Zizzers. And they're ready to go again. Five receivers, Shore in the shotgun. This is probably what they'll do the rest of the night. They'll throw over to the left, and Zizzers are over there, but the receiver finally got out of bounds. He's going to gain about a yard or two. They're going to mark him out at the 42-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down. Third down and 6, looks like. Third and 6 for Camdenton. Five receivers, Shore in the shotgun. He's looking to throw again. He'll throw it over here to the right side. Got a receiver. Zizzers are there, but not before he gets a first down at the 36. But we do have a flag on the play. You know this is going to be against the Zizzers. Oh, my goodness. You've got to be kidding me. Holding on Camdenton. I think I'm going to have a heart attack, folks. They called a holding call on Camdenton. I'm serious, folks. I may go into cardiac arrest here. Ball is all the way back at the Camdenton 49. Third down, about 14 for Camdenton. Empty backfield, Shore in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. He may tuck it and run. You got to watch him. Now he's going to throw it down the right side. And that should be, where is the defensive pass interference right there? Camdenton player, the Zizzer player, was in position for the interception. Camdenton's receiver jumped over on the back side, right on the back like he was piggyback riding the Zizzer defender. And now it's going to bring up 4th and 14, incomplete pass. So look for Camdenton. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see if they punt it or not. And they're going to punt it. And it's a line drive punt, and it's going to go into the end zone. Zizzers will get the football. They got the stop. So they'll get it first and 10 at their own 20. The Zizzers will, with 9:24 to go in the third quarter. And Camdenton leading 17-7. But once again, no flag called. Camdenton receiver, the Zizzer defender, was between the ball and the Camdenton receiver. The Camdenton receiver was up on the back, went over, I mean, should have been an offensive pass interference, but no flag. Good thing it was incomplete. All right, Simpson has a back in the backfield. He's in the shotgun, looking to pitch it, and it'll be Heston Miller on the left side. And now he's going to be tackled. And Camdenton players, a little roughhousing there at the end, extracurricular activity, and the official was even involved in it, and still no flags. Camdenton is getting away with whatever they want to do, folks, after the play is over. That should be four personal fouls called on Camdenton, and no flag has been thrown in this ball game. Now it's going to be a second and ten for the Zizzers at their own 20. Simpson in the shotgun with 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now he'll throw, got a receiver at the 25, out to about the 27 that time. Watson Hafer on the catch that time. Going to bring up a third and three for the Zizzers at their own 27-yard line. 8:10 to go in the third quarter, and Camdenton leads it 17-7. Here come the Zizzers up to the line of scrimmage. Back in the backfield, Simpson in the shotgun, third and three. Simpson this time with it, and now he'll throw it out, and he's got a receiver. There's a first down, and that's going to be out of bounds, I believe. And that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. Briggs Houston on the catch. So that's out to the 34-yard line. The Zizzers will have it first and 10. 7:43 to go. Clock stopped. Simpson in the shotgun with the back of the backfield, and now we have three receivers, two on the right, one on the left. First and 10, Simpson looking to throw across the middle, and he's got Heston Miller. Miller is across the 50, and more extracurricular activity. On the play, but that's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. Camdenton defender did not like Miller catching the ball and getting the first down, and he was doing a little extracurricular activity at the end of the play. Still no flag, and the ball is on the Camdenton 47-yard line. Simpson in the shotgun with one back in the backfield, and now he's going to throw it to the right side up in the air. Incomplete pass over there. Jesse Hudson, the intended receiver, with two defenders over there. Going to bring up a second and 10. And the official tried to mark the ball at the 48 instead of the 47. Finally, he put it at the 47. And that was the head official, folks. 7:14 to go, third quarter. Camdenton leads at 17-7. It's going to be second and 10. Simpson in the shotgun, back in the backfield. Miller in motion. Miller around the right side, going to cut up inside. Got a first down and more. He's down to around the 35. Probably going to mark him at the 36. That's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. for the Zizzers at the 36-yard line of Camdenton, first and 10. No, wait a minute. Okay, I started to say that's a first down. Now they're moving the chains finally. So the ball's at the Camdenton 36-yard line. Simpson this time is up under center. Hands off and coming around that left side and got a flag thrown. And now the play is blown dead at the 30-yard line, about the 29. You know this will be a flag against the Zizzers. There's no way they're going to call Camdenton with another penalty here. What'd I tell you? Holding on West Plains. What'd I tell you? Folks, this is getting to the point that you can predict what they're going to call in this ball game. You can predict it. And it's been that way all year long. And we're 4-0, so it's, you know, I mean, I'm just telling you what's going on at the ball game. So now, the ball is going to be placed at the Camdenton 38-yard line, and it's going to be first and 12 for the Zizzards. 6:23 and counting. Simpson in the shotgun, back in the backfield. Now they're going to throw it across. Watson Hafer in the middle. He's down to about the 20-21. I can't believe there's not a flag on the field, but that's an OMC, or I should say an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And the Zizzers now, once again, are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. Camdenton 20-yard line with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Zizzers trailing by 10. Here come the Zizzers. Simpson in the shotgun again, back in the backfield. Two receivers, three receivers. They're going to hand off on the left side, down to around the 10-yard line. Heston Miller carrying a football that time, had two blockers in front of him. They're going to mark it at the 11, going to bring up a second and one. Second and one for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 11-yard line. We're down to 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. And we've got a Camdenton player down on one knee. Now he stands up. Actually, there's two players down on their knees. And now they're up. So here come the Zizzers. Simpson under center with two backs in the backfield. They're going to hand it off. Carter McCracken, I believe, has it with no gain. Well, maybe gained a yard. Carter McCracken got a yard on the play. Going to bring up. Actually, that should be. And that is, I started to say, that should be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. They're at the Camdenton 10-yard line. Simpson in the shotgun. Four receivers. Simpson pitches it off, and that's going to be Conyers. Conyers is going to pick up about 2 or 3 yards on the carry. Second and goal for the Zizzers inside the 10 at the 8-yard line. Heston Miller coming back in. Kinslow's coming in. Conyers comes out, and Howell comes out. Second and goal from the Camdenton 8-yard line. Second and goal. Aiden Simpson, the quarterback, in the shotgun with the back in the backfield. Simpson this time is going to pitch it on the left side. And they'll cut up inside as Heston Miller. He's down inside. He's about the 5-yard line, I believe. And players just keep piling up down there after the whistle. So that's going to bring up a third and goal and it's at the Camdenton 5-yard line. That time Heston Miller might have had better luck turning it up inside instead of trying to get around that left corner. But he's got it down to the 5, so it's going to be 3rd and goal from the Camdenton 5. Here we go. Simpson up under center. Hudson in the backfield, and they're going to call the shot. The play clock didn't reset, is what Coach Wyatt is saying. The officials have thrown the flag. They want to penalize them. They're going to talk about it. You know they're going to penalize the Zizzers. And there it is. Play clock expired, and it's a penalty on the Zizzers. So now they're going to back it up to the 10-yard line, and it'll be 3rd and goal from the Camdenton 10. So here we go. Simpson is under center with back in the backfield. Simpson's going to roll. He's going to throw it to the end zone. Touchdown! And now a flag is going to get thrown. Why do we have a flag? There was no celebration or nothing. And they're talking to the Zizzers down there. This is a touchdown. And what are they doing? Well, it's a 10-yard pass. .255 to go here in the third quarter. And it is good. And dead ball personal foul on the Zizzers. Anyway, it was Watson Hafer that caught the touchdown pass, Chase Larson in to kick the extra point. It's up, and it is good. 17-14, Camdenton leads it with 2:55 to go in the third quarter, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zither Football 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone. 417-256-7628 and go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. And I have no idea what all the... They threw the flag, called an unsportsmanlike conduct call on the Zizzers. They got the touchdown, the extra point. But the Zizzers... I mean, I did not see a thing, folks. I'm sitting there watching the play. I didn't see a thing. But the Zizzers are going to have to kick off from their own 25-yard line. You knew if we scored, they were going to penalize us for something. So here we go. Chase Larson to kick it off from his own 25-yard line. He's going to... Pooch kick it, and it's going to be taken down about the 45-yard line, Camdenton. Well, actually, they're going to mark it now at the 46. So Camdenton will have it first and 10 at their own 46-yard line with 2:54 to go in the third quarter, and the Zizzers trailing by 3. The Zizzers got to stop the last time around, but it took a penalty on the officials to call a penalty on Kickapoo, or I should say Camdenton, that helped out the Zizzer defense. Here we go. Shore's got five receivers, and he's in the shotgun. First and 10 from the Camdenton 46-yard line. He's looking to throw. Standing back there, he gets hit as he throws it, and it's incomplete. And Bear Shore got nailed, folks. And I'm trying to see who got him back there. Incomplete pass. Can't see the number. That is number 63. All right, second and 10. Shore going to roll out to the left. Looking to throw. And it's going to be incomplete, I think. That's incomplete. Going to bring up a third down and 10 for Camdenton at their own 46-yard line. Zizzer defense needs to get a stop here. Five receivers and Shore's in the shotgun. He's looking to throw right off the bat, and he's got a receiver underneath, and he's going to be dropped. And now a flag comes out. At the end of this one, now let's see who this is on. Oh, my goodness. Holding on Camdenton. Wow. So it's going to be third down. They only picked up a couple of yards on that play. But from the spot of the foul, they're going to back him up. So now, where ball is at the Camdenton 38-yard line. It's third down and about 16, 17 yards. Shore rolling to the left, looking to throw. Now he's going to throw it. And they're going to say he caught it at the Zizzer 41, and that's a first down for Camdenton. Couldn't really tell from over here because the ball is thrown low, and they're going to mark it at the 40. It's Zizzer 40, so first and 10. And Shore, he's going to run it this time, and he tucks it, and he's going to be brought down at about the 34-yard line. Second and 4 coming up for Camdenton with 2:10 to go here and counting in the third quarter. Camdenton up by 3. Here we go. Second and 4. Shore in the shotgun. And he's looking to carry it again. And there he goes, and he's almost loose. He's got the first down all the way down to about the 17-yard line of the Zizzers. And they're lining up again. As soon as they get the chain set, they're ready to go. And Coach Wyatt calling timeout, Zizzers. Minute 50 to go here. Well, now they're saying Camdenton calls a timeout. Well, somebody called a timeout. It's a minute 50 to go, third quarter. Camdenton up 17-14. And the ball is going to be placed. Where is the ball? The ball is at the 17-yard line of the Zizzers, first and 10 for Camdenton. So the Zizzers really need a stop here, but here in the last two, three plays, it's been Bear Shore running the football and picking up chunks of yardage after throwing some incomplete passes. Zizzers really need to get another stop here. And this may have actually been an official timeout for a water break. I don't know. They showed that Camdenton took the timeout. So West Plains was wanting the timeout. There we go. First and 10, Camdenton at the Zizzer 17-yard line, Shore in the shotgun. Five receivers. Now he's going to throw it out there to the left and down to about the 11-yard line. So that's going to bring up a second down Second and five for Camdenton at the Zizzer 12-yard line. This time Shore is going to run it again, and he's down inside the five. He's down to the four, unless they put him down to five. And it's first and goal for Camdenton at the four-yard line. Shore is going to take it again, and is he in? He's in. According to the official over here on the near side, it's going to be a four-yard touchdown run for Bear Shore. And here comes the extra point as they go back up by 9, looking to go up by 10 here with a minute 13 to go third quarter. There's the snap. It's down. It is up. And it is good. 24-14, Camdenton with the lead, and we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
One of the best ways to improve your gas mileage is staying on top of routine maintenance. Don's Auto Service can help you make sense of your vehicle's maintenance needs. Make an appointment today and let the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service in West Plains keep you going down the road safely and efficiently. Call 417-256-2752.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Camdenton has just scored, kicked the field goal, or kicked the extra point, and it's now 24-14. Camdenton leads with a minute 13 to go in the third quarter. All set up by very good field position on the kickoff, as the Zizzers had a personal foul penalty called on them when they scored the touchdown. The Zizzers couldn't stop the Camdenton offense, so now Camdenton will kick off from their own 40. Once again, Zizzers have three men back deep. And here comes the kick from Dernan. And it's a short pooch kick going to be taken at the 31 and bringing it up the field about the 37-yard line that time. Looking to see who it was. Briggs Houston bringing the ball up the field. So the Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 37-yard line with a minute 8 to go here in the third quarter. See if they can march it down the field. Simpson in the shotgun, back in the backfield with three receivers. Simpson going to throw it across the middle. He's got Watson Hafer. Hafer is down at the 50-yard line, and that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down for the Zizzers at the 50-yard line. Minute 2 to go in the third quarter. First and 10 for the Zizzers. Now the clock is running, 55 seconds and counting, to go in the third quarter. Simpson this time in the shotgun. He's got a back in the backfield. Two receivers left, one to the right. Here's Simpson. He's looking, rolling to the right. Got some daylight. Now he's going to throw it down the side and over the head of Heston Miller. Or, I'm sorry, Briggs Houston. And I think that time Simpson would have been best to just tuck that one and run it. He probably could have picked up about 5 yards there. Going to bring up a second and 10 from the 50-yard line with 32 seconds to go third quarter. And the Zizzers trailing by 10. Howell will come out of the ball game now. Conyers is back in. Simpson in the shotgun with a back in the backfield. Make it two. Nope. Okay. One back in the backfield. Now one in motion. Coming left side, this will be Heston Miller. Turns it upfield. Miller is inside the 40. Out of bounds about the 37-yard line. And that's enough for an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers with 25 seconds on the clock. And they're marking it down at the Camdenton 37-yard line. They'll start the clock here. No, they're not going to start the clock. 25 seconds. Simpson is up under center this time with two backs in the backfield. This time they're going to hand off. It's Carter McCracken across the right side, inside the 35, down to about the 33. And that should be the last play of the third quarter. Down to 10 seconds. And the Zizzers are going to let the time just run out that time. So, at the end of three, it's 24-14. Camdenton with the lead, and we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Start of the fourth quarter. Camdenton leads at 24-14. Zizzers have the football. It's going to be second and six on the Camdenton 33-yard line. Simpson up under center. Two backs in the backfield. And we've got whistles. Illegal procedure on the Zizzers. Well, of course. Brings it back to the 38. And that's going to bring up now a second and 11. Zizzers have been penalized more than Camdenton tonight. Probably 4 or 5 to 1. Camdenton, I believe, has four penalties in the ball game. Zizzers have at least 6 or 7. Hudson on the right side, and the ball comes out. Camdenton's got the football at the 26-yard line. Hudson had caught the pass, but the Camdenton player just grabbed his arm and that had the football in it. And it goes flying in the air. Camdenton takes over. First and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Zizzers trailing by 10. Camdenton with the football now with 11:54 to go in a ball game. And that's going to be our first turnover of the ball game. So here comes Camdenton. You're probably going to get a heavy dose of Bear Shore running the football because that's what they had success with the last time. He's going to throw it to the right, got a receiver, and they're going to pick up some yardage across the 30, out to the 32 that time. Going to bring up second down. Second and about 5 for Camdenton. Zizzer defense needs to get a turnover or a stop here. Shore's going to run it himself this time, and he's got the first down. He's down at the 38-39-yard line. That's a first down for Camdenton. So first and 10. They're going to put the ball down at the Camdenton 39, and they're ready to go again. Five receivers, Shore in the shotgun. He's going to take it again. Runs it right up the middle. He's across the 45 to the 47. That's going to bring up now a second, second and two for Camdenton. And Short has found a hole there because the Zizzers have a three-man front on defense. And Short's picking them apart, just running. He's got the first down inside the 50. And they're going to mark him at the 44-yard line, I believe. That's another first down at the Zizzer 44, and they're ready to go again. Camdenton looking to put some more points on the board and try to put this thing away here with 10:44 and counting to go in the ball game. Shore in the shotgun. Zizzer's got to get a stop or a turnover out to the right side. Receiver inside the 40. Down to about the 38-yard line. Second down. So it's going to be second and five. Jesse Hudson on the tackle over there, and they're ready to go again. Shore will keep it, run it this time. On the left side, he's going to be caught. Only going to pick up, looks like, a yard to the 37. It's going to bring up a third down. Briggs Houston on the tackle. Ball is at the Zizzer 37. It's going to be third and three for Camdenton. Third and three for Camdenton. Shore's going to run it again. He's got the first down inside the 35. Down to the 34, or he might be short, but it won't be by much. Quincy Doolittle on the tackle, and they're going to mark it fourth and inches, or I'm sorry, third and inches. No, fourth and inches it is. Fourth down and about a length of the football. We're down to 9:12 and counting to go in the ball game with Camdenton up by 10. Zizzers need a stop, or they need a stop, and Camdenton's going to take a timeout. 9 minutes to go in the ball game. Camdenton takes a timeout. They lead it 24-14. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football. 100.9, the train.
The real estate market is still hot, and there's still time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate puts clients first, so call them today, 417-257-2733, or visit westgaterealty.com, a proud supporter of Zizzer football. Go Zizzers!
Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Camdenton has the football. It's fourth down and about half a yard. Camdenton has it at the Zizzer 34 and a half yard line. They got to get it to the 34 for a first down. It's fourth down, and here they come. And you know Paul Bear Shore is going to carry it. He's actually up under center, so you know where he's going to have it here. Here we go. And question is, are they going to let him have it on sec? I think it's short. I think it's short if it's where the official's got his foot at. It's short. And the Zizzers hold. Zizzers hold on fourth and one. Less than one. Zizzers will take over just inside their own 35-yard line, first and 10. So big stop by the Zizzers there with 8:56 to go in the ball game. Zizzers trailing by 10. The offense needs to get rolling now. And the officials need to keep the flags in their pockets, unless you're going to call it on Camdenton. That would be nice to even up the penalties. Here is Simpson in the shotgun. And he's looking to throw. Throws out to the left. Got a receiver. Cut up inside. And that's a first down. Jesse Hudson down to the down to the Camdenson 47-yard line, actually 46-yard line. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Clock running at 8:43 and counting. The Zizzers trailing by 10. Simpson will be in the shotgun this time. Back in the backfield. Three receivers on the left side. Man in motion. This time it's Miller. He'll cut it up inside, and he'll get to about the 44-yard line. So he's going to pick up about two, maybe three. Going to bring up a second and 7 for the Zizzers at the Camdenson 44-yard line. 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Zizzers with the football, 2nd and 7 from the Camdenson 44. Simpson's in the shotgun, back in the backfield. I believe that's Miller. They're going to get, no, Simpson throws across the middle, and it is picked off again. Ball was bobbled. That was Watson Hafer, had his hands on it, didn't pull it in. I believe it's Watson. Yes, it is. And the Camdenson defender bobbled it in the air, but then caught it and came down, and Camdenson has it 1st and 10 at their own 38-yard line. An interception and a fumble recovery for Camdenson here in the second half. And that may, I don't know, Zizzer's going to need to get a turnover or a quick stop here. 7:44 to go in the game. They trail by 10. So here we go. Zizzers with that three-man front, defensive front, and Bear Shore has been picking them apart running football. Now he's going to run to the right. He'll throw it, and it's going to be, did they say he caught it? No, incomplete. So it's going to bring up 2nd down. That'll stop the clock at 7:39 and counting. So 2nd and 10 for Camdenson at their own 38-yard line. Shore in the shotgun again. 5 receivers. That's what you're going to see the rest of the way. He's going to keep it this time. He's going to run right side, and he's going to be down about the 45-yard line. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 3 for Camdenson at their own 45 with 7:20 and counting. Camdenson up by 10, and they're moving the football again, 3rd and 3. And now Camdenson running over the sideline. And now he's coming back out. Well, they better hurry up. It's down to 11 seconds. We'll have to keep an eye on that play clock. 3rd and 3. Shore. And he gets the snap off. He's going around the right side, and he's going to get the 1st down. He's out to the 50. That's going to be a 1st down for Camdenson. 6:47 to go in the ball game. Actually, they're going to mark him at the Camdenson 49. So it's going to be 1st and 10 for Camdenson. All they got to do is run the football, run the clock. They're up by 10. Zizzers need a turnover big time. Shore in the shotgun again. That's where you're going to see him unless it's a short yardage situation. All right, he's going to run it this time to the left. Cuts back inside. Zizzers had him down at the 48 of the Zizzers. That'll be 2nd down and about 7. Alex Judd on the tackle. Going to bring up 2nd and 7 with 6 minutes to go in the ball game. 6 minutes and counting. Zizzers trailing by 10. They're on defense. Camdenson looking at a 2nd and 7, and they are in no hurry to snap the football. They're taking as much time off the clock as possible. Shore in the shotgun. He'll take it again. Run into the right side. Tucks it up inside around the right corner. And he's going to be close to another 1st down over there. And Shore that time. Going to get it to the 41-yard line. That's another first down for Camdenton with 5:33 to go in the ball game. Camdenton is just running clock and moving the football, keeping it out of the hands of the Zizzers. So here we go. Play clock is down to 4. Shore in the shotgun. And that one, they just barely got that one off. And Shore runs it right up the middle, folks. He's inside the 30 to the 28. That's another first down. No, they're going to mark him at the 29. And that is a first down for Camdenton. 5:27 to go. And Camdenton is just running the clock, folks. It's running at 5:20 and counting. Zizzer defense can't get a stop here. They're having trouble controlling Bear Shore. Here he goes again in the shotgun. First and 10. And he's running to the right. And now he tucks it up inside to about the 26-yard line. Foster on the tackle, 4:58. And we have a penalty on the play. And it's going to be on Camdenton. Illegal shift. You know, you could have thrown some of those flags earlier in the ball game. It would have been a lot better. You owe the Zizzers about 5 of those flags right there. Throwing them on Camdenton, you should. There was 5 personal foul calls in this ball game that were not flagged, folks. And they were absolute blatant hits by Camdenton after the whistle had blown and the play was over. And none of them, not a one of the 5, were called. So it's going to be first down and 15 from the Zizzer 35 for Camdenton. Now Shore's coming to the left, and he cuts up inside. And now we got another flag. That'll stop the clock at 4:33. And now they're probably going to start calling penalties on Camdenton, there's your hold on Camdenton. So they're just trying to even up the flag situation. It's too late now. It's too late. Officials trying to get in good, I guess, with the West Plains fans and the West Plains coaching staff. But the fans they're not buying it. Now they're trying to decide if they want to take the penalty or not. Waiting to see. So they're going to decline the penalty. And that is going to make it second. Ball is going to be placed at the 33-yard line of the Zizzers. Got to get to the 19, so that's going to bring up a second and 14 for Camdenton. Here they come. Shore's in the shotgun, man in motion. Now they'll snap it. Shore running to the right. He's going to throw it deep. He's got a receiver down there. And it is caught inside the 5-yard line. It's going to be first and goal for Camdenton at the 3-yard line of the Zizzers with 4:10 and counting to go. And in Camdenton, they're going for it. See if the Zizzers can hold them here. First and goal from the Zizzer 3 for Camdenton. Shore's in the shotgun. You know he's going to keep it himself and run it. Shore wants the yardage, and he wants the touchdown. And they're taking time off the clock And now he's in the backfield. Now he gets away, but now they're going to bring him down about the four-yard line. 3.5 minutes to go and counting. Going to be second and goal. Miles Foster catches him. Going to be second and goal from the Zizzer four-yard line. Zizzers right now are just trying for pride. Trying to keep them out of the end zones, what the Zizzers are trying to do right now. Once again, Shore in the shotgun with five receivers from the Zizzer four-yard line. He'll snap at about 5 seconds. Now he's going to run to the right, and they're going to knock him out of bounds at the four, looks like. No gain on the play. Going to bring up a third and goal. Third and goal for Camdenton. It's out of bounds, so that stops the clock at 2:57. So it's third and goal from the Zizzer four. And this is four down territory for Camdenton. Here they come. Third and goal from the Zizzer four for Camdenton. Now there's a back in the backfield now with Shore. He's in the shotgun. He's going to run it up the middle, and the Zizzers have him. And did they? And Shore gets in on the four-yard run. And that is going to do it, folks. 2:50 to go in the ball game. And now Camdenton leads it 30-14. They're going to kick the extra point. Or try the extra point here. And I believe it's safe to say that Camdenton came into this ball game and stole one from the Zizzers. Kick is good, 31-14, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Families are enjoying the school sports season, and everyone from Knox Orthopedics wishes our many athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' four highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back to what you love sooner rather than later.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Camdenton scores, kicks the extra point. They lead it now 31-14 with 2:50 to go in the ball game. And unless something changes, a miracle happens, because the Zizzers are down by 17 with 2:50 to go in the ball game. And unless a miracle happens here, Camdenton's going to go to 5-0. Zizzers will be 4-1. And Lebanon will probably go to 5-0. They are, because they beat Waynesville 52-14. So here comes Camdenton to kick it off from their own 40-yard line with 2:50 to go in the ball game. Like I said, Camdenton has come in here. If they go ahead and win this, they will have stole this ball game, because five personal foul penalties were not called on Camdenton. Blatant penalties, and they're going to kick it out of bounds. So Zizzer is going to get the football at about the 37, 38-yard line. First and 10. But folks, I'm serious. If you get a chance, watch the film of this ball game. Five personal fouls committed by the Camdenton defense after the play was blown dead, and not a one of them were flagged here in this ball game. And I don't understand it, because they were blatant. They were right out, and I mean, the officials had to see them. But they sure didn't throw flags on them. Five personal fouls. Camdenton defenders just took cheap shots against the Zizzers, and it was not called here tonight. So it's safe to say Camdenton stole this ball game from the Zizzers. But we got 2:50 to go. Open for a miracle. Simpson in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. He's going to throw it down the right side. He's going to hang it up. He's got Briggs Houston. And the Camdenton defender knocks Houston down. No call. Incomplete. It's going to bring up second and 10. 2:43 to go in the ball game. Camdenton has quite a few seniors on this club. This will be Jeff Shore's last year. He's going to retire at the end of this year because his son, the quarterback, will graduate. So who knows what the Camdenton football program will look like next year. Simpson back in the shotgun, looking to throw. He's going to cut it over to the right, cutting up inside at about the 46. I believe that's Heston Miller. Let's take a look. No, that's Lucas Conyers. Going to bring up a third down. Third and about seven for the Zizzers with 2:20 and counting to go in the ball game. Zizzers are trying to get a first down, but they really need to get it into the end zone. Simpson in the shotgun, looking to throw. Now he's going to throw it over, and it's incomplete. Conyers couldn't catch it, and it's going to bring up a fourth down with 2:01 to go in the ball game. And Aiden Simpson has had problems throwing that little outlet pass over there to the left or to the right. He's hit a few of them tonight, but he's missed a couple. And that time, Conyers couldn't get his hands on it. So it's fourth down and seven. And it's safe to say the Zizzers don't convert here. The ball game's over, folks, with 2:01 to go. And Camdenton with a 17-point lead. Simpson in the shotgun. He's looking. He throws it. And up inside, that's a first down. First down, down to about the 41 of Camdenton that time for Heston Miller. And Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. 1:56 to go. First and 10. Zizzers want to go when the chains are set. And Simpson in the shotgun. He'll throw it again. And that one was just dropped by Jesse Hudson. He didn't lick the ball all the way in, but he wouldn't have gained any yard, wouldn't have lost any yardage because there was a defender right there and Jesse was going out of bounds. So second and 10, but it did stop the clock with a minute 49 to go in the ball game. Zizzers on the road to Kickapoo next week. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with the pregame show. And then the following week will be homecoming here at Zizzer Stadium when the Zizzers host Lebanon. So the next 2 weeks, two more tough teams. Simpson in the shotgun. And now Zizzers want a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. A minute 49 to go in a ball game. Camdenton leads it 31-14. Zizzers have the football. It's going to be second and 10 from the Camdenton 41-yard line. Second and 10. Zizzers just trying to score some points here with a minute 49 to go in the ball game. Simpson in the shotgun. He's looking to throw and drop the ball. He's going to drop on it. He's going to fall on it, but he loses about 5 yards on the play. Going to bring up third and 15. Minute 43. He was trying to step up into the pocket. And Camdenton got a hold of his arm, so now it's going to be third and 15. A minute and a half to go in the ball game, clock running. Simpson in the shotgun. Third and 15, down to a minute 23. Simpson looking, and now he's going to roll to the right. He's going to try to keep it himself. He's picking up yardage. He's going to go down about the 34-yard line, or 33 of Canton, a minute 5 and counting, and it's going to bring up a fourth down for the Zizzers, fourth and short. If that's at the 33 and a half, they got to get to the 31. 50 seconds and counting. Simpson, fourth down. Zizzer's got to convert here. And Simpson's looking to the side. Down to 40 seconds. And now Simpson, he's going to throw it. They're going for the end zone. That one's going to be another interception inside the 5-yard line. They were going for Watson Hafer, and Simpson overthrew him. That's the second interception and the third turnover in the second half with 31 seconds to go, and all Camden has to do is fall on the football. Take a knee, and this one will be over. Zizzers will fall to 4-1 overall, 4-1 in conference play. Camden's going to be 5-0, 5-0 in conference play. Oh, well, they called incomplete on the pass. So Camden gets it at their own 34-yard line, first and 10 with 31 seconds. Camden's starting to celebrate. And the Zizzers are going to go down 31-14, and they'll have to regroup. Timeout's being called. I don't know why we're calling timeout now. All Camden needs to do is take a knee, and this one's over. But anyway, stay tuned because we will have your Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman, the West Plains postgame show coming up, and we'll pick a player of the game as well. 31 seconds to go in the ball game, 31-14. Camden's going to win it. And they will go to 5-0 on the season, 5-0 in conference plays. Lebanon is 5-0 overall, 5-0 in conference plays. Zizzers will fall to 4-1, and they will be 4-1 in conference play. See if we can see what Kickapoo has done here tonight. And I'm not seeing a Kickapoo score. They beat Parkview 41-8, so the Zizzers and Kickapoo will both be 4-1. And Shore takes a knee, and that's going to do it. Camden wins it 31-14, and we'll come back in 60 seconds with your Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman, the West Plains postgame show. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, do the right thing. That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Camdenton wins it 31-14 over the West Plains Zizzers. Gives the Zizzers their first loss of the season. Camdenton actually came in here tonight, folks, and stole this ball game because the Zizzers have three opportunities for touchdowns in the red zone, and they were called back for penalties, and then they lost yardage on plays. And so, actually, this one would have been a whole lot closer. And also, Camden got away with five personal foul penalties that were not called in this ball game. And that would have probably put a different perspective on the game. It would have been a whole lot closer. Anyway, let's run it down for you. First quarter, 1:55 to go. Shore on a one-yard touchdown run. Kick was good. Camdenton led 7-0 the end of one. Second quarter, 9:19 to go. Carter McCracken on a three-yard touchdown run. Chase Larson's kick good. It's tied up at 7-7. 7:05 to go, second quarter. Shore to Stewart on an 8-yard touchdown pass. The kick good. It's 14-7 Camdenton. 2 seconds to go in the second quarter. Durnin on a 41-yard field goal with plenty to spare. And Camdenton led it 17-7 at the half. Third quarter, 2:55 to go. Simpson to Watson-Hafer on a 10-yard pass. Larson's kick good. It was 17-14 Camdenton with the lead. But the Zizzers were called for a personal foul on the touchdown, so they had to kick off from the 25-yard line, which gave Camdenton great field position. They took it down the field, and Shore scored on a 4-yard touchdown run with a minute 13. Kick was good. Camdenton led it 24-14. Then with 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter, Shore on a 4-yard touchdown run. The kick was good. Camdenton wins it 31-14. Zizzers had 2 interceptions and a fumble in the second half to turn it over. That didn't help. And also they turned it over on downs twice inside the red zone in the first half, actually in the first quarter. So just all kinds of things here, and you can point fingers all over the place. But like I said, Camdenton is coming in here into Zizzer Stadium and stole the ball game from the Zizzers. That's all there is to it. All right, it is your Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman, the West Plains post-game show. We'll come back with your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.